I never thought I'd cross that line. Thinking about something and actually doing it are two different things. Having thought of it had become normal. But I didn't think I had it in me. It was that night I realized it wasn't about being courageous. It wasn't about being self-centered. It wasn't even about ending your own life. It was about the pain. The pain that had come without being invited. The pain that said I'm here to stay. The pain that had become unbearable. The pain that made every other thing insignificant. This heart-wrenching, soul-breaking, blinding pain. I cried. I cried for the dreams I would never fulfill. Children that I would never have. For the lives that would be affected by what I was about to do. But it all came down to this. I'm the one living in this hell. I asked God for forgiveness and mercy. I took the pills, praying I won't survive it. I waited hours for death to come. But death said, you are not on my list. I prayed God would just take me. But God said, you're not done with the errand I sent you. It's not time. That's when I realized my story isn't over yet. Suicide is not an option, and it should never be seen as one. Suicide is not an escape. It only takes away the chance of things ever getting better. It doesn't end the pain. It only passes it to someone else. Let's break that chain together. You're going through a difficult time. Please speak out. People have disappointed you in the past because they didn't understand, but I do. Remember, you are good enough. You matter. You are important, and your story isn't over yet.